morning, neighbor. How are you today? Here we are again with Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. Missing Heaven by 18 Inches. Does this startle you? How can anyone get so close and yet in the end hear the Lord say, "I never knew you, depart from me"? However, this will be the terrible result of many today who are professing Christians, often with responsible positions, but who have only a head acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tragically enough, even teachers, preachers, religious workers are not exempt from the possibility of this chilling indictment. The distance between the head and the heart is 18 inches. Unfortunately, a head knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, fully knowing and giving mental assent to the plan of salvation, without also a heart acceptance that brings the personal relationship that the Bible demands, avails nothing. Christ wants your heart, not just your head, because the Lord sees not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. It is vitally important that you make sure it is not just head knowledge and mental assent that you have given to Jesus Christ. He needs the complete surrender of your heart and life so that you may be truly born again. 18 inches can mean an eternity with Christ or an eternity without Christ. Are you sure of your personal relationship to Him? Why not settle the question in your heart once and for all right now? Letter to the Philippians. I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. Nevertheless, I am not disparaging the way in which you were willing to share my troubles. You Philippians will remember that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, you were the only church who shared with me the fellowship of giving and receiving. Even in Thessalonica, you twice sent me help when I was in need. It isn't the value of the gift that I'm keen on. It is the reward that will come to you because of these gifts that you have made. Now I have everything I want. In fact, I'm rich. Yes, I'm quite content, thanks to your gifts received through Epaphroditus. Your generosity is like a lovely fragrance, a sacrifice that pleases the very heart of God. My God will supply all that you need from His glorious resources in Christ Jesus. And may glory be to our God and our Father forever and ever. Amen. St. Paul had had a heart experience. He really knew the Lord. So he considered himself rich. Once he wrote to the Romans that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.